Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Catherine, and we have a special musical dedication for tonight. From us, Christine, Catherine, and Meg, to all of you, we want to dedicate the following love song.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment, I have been blessed. I live only for your happiness and for your love. I give my last breath from this moment on. I give my hand to you with all my heart. I can't wait to live my life with you. I can't wait to start. You and I will never be apart. My dreams came true. They told the youth from this moment.
Of you. Oh, that was great, guys. Thank you. Well, my goodness, how do I follow that? Welcome, everyone, to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Saturday. Happy weekend, everybody, August 20th. And our program tonight is a special one for me. My sentimental days of being with the Arcturian several years ago, and many of you have listened to us that long as well. So this is going to bring back memories. The Arcturian, stupendous health for the RVGCR, Day 7, A Show of Unity. We are continuing with a special program every evening at 7, giving updates on any new developments with our freedom programs, reaching out to each other for support and community, and adding to the energies of the launching of our freedom programs. Tonight, we are invited to the Arcturian Mothership for our, I love this, pre-redemption physical health tune-up, and I quote, upgrade and healing. And our beloved Sananda will be on board as only he can to give each and every one of us a personal blessing. In the past few weeks, I've received several healing requests via email and Facebook, and I know Catherine and Christine received these as well, and we appreciate you reaching out. So here's our chance to count ourselves in on this special Arcturian healing night. Now, of course, they've always said we can, at any moment of the day or sleep, check ourselves in to the ship. It is always an open invitation, but it's very special when we do this together, powerful and very fun. The Arcturians have shared with us that there is a giant pillar of light that has been open for over several years, I think, that surrounds the entirety of our planet Terra, up through the entire surface, up to their motherships, and into the heart of our Mother and Father God. So tonight we will come into conscious connection with this pillar of light for our program tonight. So everyone, come into conscious awareness of your beautiful blue diamond in your mind, your pink diamond in your heart, your white diamond in your solar plexus, and see it light up your beautiful individual pillar of light, sparkling, gleaming. Extend this out around you. Feel it join and merge with this beautiful pillar of light that runs through the entire planet up to the Arcturian ship, grounded into core of Gaia and holding hands with Mother and Father God. Wow, that feels great. Oh, I hope you're feeling it too. And welcome, everyone. Hey, Catherine. Hey, Christine. Let's come all together.
Hi.
How are you guys tonight?
Hey, Meg. Hey, everybody. Good to see and feel you all.
We're great. This is going to be a lot of fun. I just want to make a brief announcement before we start. Tomorrow, we will not have a show because tomorrow is Sheldon Neidl's webinar, and we want to recommend that everybody attend that at 3. Yeah, you should sign up tonight if you can. It's paoweb.net. And right there,
and
I think you'll...
he has an Arcturian theme, too, to his webinar, doesn't he?
paoweb.com. I have it.
Oh, it's paoweb.com. That's right. Okay. paoweb.com.
It's $15. You can register. It's easy. Oh, sorry. I'm just talking to Catherine like we were 10 minutes ago. Hey, everybody. So it's paoweb.com. And you sign up for his monthly webinars. And it's $15. And it's probably best to go ahead and reserve a seat tonight. You'll get both tomorrow's show and Sunday's. It's another full... Thursday. Sorry. Between us, we'll get it all straight. Tomorrow and Thursday evening, if that's better. I usually jump on both shows because the network that lights up around the world is so spectacular, and I always receive such blessing from it, such a joy to be a part of it. So that's that. I just want to say about our dear Sheldon, too. Some of you may not know. Did you know he has been doing this? He's been in the public. He went public in like 1983 to set up groups. And he has just been just a cornerstone for all of us. I love him so much. And Colleen called Galactic Heart so appropriately. And so I'm always super excited. So since it's the same masters giving messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said tomorrow's show will be through Sheldon. And we just love Sheldon and are thrilled about that. So depending on how things go, we'll be back Monday. Okay.
Wonderful.
So
thanks,
give you back
Christine.
To Catherine. You guys can keep saying hi.
Hi, hi.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, we have some fun tonight. As Meg mentioned, we've done Arcturian mothership healings in the past. There are many archives that are very interesting if you want to look those up too. But tonight, it's a very special one because we're going to hear from the Arcturians themselves, and that's really special. So Christine has some delicious RV goodies for us. And how are you too, Meg? Did we skip over anything?
Oh,
how are you
no.
doing?
I am good. This is my day that I always join another one of our family members for Art Day. So I've been basking with Barbara and about 10 other people in activating another part of my brain that I don't use very often. So it always puts me in such a fun mood. And sometimes I'll say, okay, this is twin flame painting day. Yeah.
For
so
everyone.
We have fun. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I use the Arcturians. I ask and work very closely with the Arcturians in my practice, and we all can. They welcome us to call them and join with them each day, no matter what we do in our daily lives. It's always healing opportunities for us daily. So I encourage everybody to call in your Arcturian teams and have them just be intimately involved with you every day as you walk about your day. It's so fun, and you really get an extra sparkle when you are consciously aware of them being with you all day, no matter what you're doing, and your day just goes by so smoothly. So I'm looking forward to hearing from them tonight.
Well, I have a special example of that. Christine and team leader have a very close and intimate relationship around cooking and other things as well. But he is a fabulous chef, and he and Christine cook up the most incredible meals with special healing properties that are just right for what we need at that very moment. And they take painstaking care to put in just the right spices, and he even goes with us to the grocery store and helps Christine pick out exactly the right green pepper. And today he went to a shelf and he said, okay, I've got something special for you. And he says, okay, now go up to the shelf. And she walks up to the shelf and she's standing there. She puts out her hands, and you can see she's feeling for the signal. And she puts her two hands in front of two different kinds of tea. And she says, okay, which one, team leader? And he says, take them both and let Catherine choose. So we have so much fun in the grocery store. And we can see the whole time Christine has this ongoing conversation. And then they bring all the goodies home and prepare them and cook up these fabulous meals. So Arcturians are multi-talented, wonderful healers in every way you can think of. So everybody, pull up your chair, take your seat, yes, and be grateful and present for the Arcturians, because they love it when you call on them. Another secret. Our team leader who's cooking with Christine has a special badge on his jacket about his successes and discoveries in the field of cooking. So we laugh about that a lot. And they love to joke, too. So you have a big treat ahead, hearing from the Arcturians a little bit. But first, Christine is going to give us some, as I said, delicious RV goodies. Here you go, Christine.
Oh, great. Yes, I love team leader, Arcturian team leader. You have saved my life, so many of ours. Okay, I do have some RV super duper goodies, but bear with me because I have ascension eyeballs right now, which means everything goes super blurry, and I can't focus totally, but it's going to be great because the news is so good, who cares anyway. Okay, this first really exciting couple lines is from our beloved Mike Quincy, another channel who has been out there for so long, standing strong for us. Mike, we send you all our thanks and love. And this came out yesterday, and it's the very beginning. This is out of the gate in this channeling. This is what he said.
Hello, we're back.
Of course.
And now I'm going to hook up the conference call. So
wonderful.
Talk amongst yourselves. We'll be right back.
I would just love to just open up every line. Just have us laugh and holler with each other. That is so fun. This is just the way, you know, how we have the family quirks, and we say, oh yeah, that's Meg's thing, oh yeah, that's Catherine's thing. So now we have, oh yeah, that's just our extended family thing. And they like to kick up their heels and say hello. So we just say hello back. Welcome. Come on in. We're so glad you're with us. Count yourselves into the ship. Yeah, everybody. Let's just count everyone in, even if they don't count themselves. We're going to spread this blue and silver light that the Arcturians have all around the whole planet, so everybody gets a wave of love.
Hello, we're back.
Okay, good.
All right, here we go. Here's
RV
Christine
news
again. Good job, Meg. I just couldn't hear you, but I know it was. Okay, so RV super duper goodie number one from our beloved Mike Quincy, channeling his higher self. Right out of the gate in his channeling, he says, you who have your ears to the ground will know that the revaluation is so near. And together with other changes, it is soon to signal the commencement. A mammoth task is nearing completion and will give you undeniable proof that the Illuminati have lost their ability to dictate events according to their wishes. They will still exist as a nuisance until they are imprisoned, which shall be their ultimate fate. As proof of it, moves that have been waiting for the right time can now go ahead. The negative forces delight in the publicity their actions bring about, but by no means have they had their own way. The forces of light continually work behind the scenes, preferring to keep their intentions as secret as possible. The truth is that they are superior to the negative ones in all respects and are able to ensure that matters do not get out of hand. They allow them to develop as planned and do not interfere with karma or the dictates of the higher forces of light. Be assured that whatever happens in the course of your experiences is controlled to ensure that the end times work out as planned. So that's the first super nugget.
I've never heard him talk like that. That was brilliant.
I know, right? That's what we said. Isn't that thrilling?
That's magic. That is really thrilling. He is usually just straight and even and just reassuring and bolstering, and he is like out of the gate with that one.
I know. We felt the same. Okay, now this next one, before I get right to it, and it's from our Yosef, but I want to go ahead and not only thank Patrick at Dinar Chronicles again, what a steadfast light worker that guy is, but his daughter, I think, had gotten an infection, and he had to take her to the emergency and stay overnight in the hospital. So I just want to ask our family across this planet to right now send healing and love and gratitude, deep thanks, support to Patrick from Dinar Chronicles, his family, his little girl. And we'll make a place for them on the Arcturian ship, of course, tonight, too. Okay. So he has posted, again, from today, another situation report, Intel SITREP, and it's from our Yosef. And, gosh, hasn't it been an exciting privilege to stand by someone so courageous to keep passing on the messages from the Ascended Masters, from the ancient families, from the legitimate intel he gets? He takes some heat in Dinar land. You know he does. And he just is rock steady. We're with you, Yosef. We have full confirmation of your messages and your heart, and we can feel you, and we are with you, brother. So his sit rep today is Yahtzee. Yahtzee sit rep, Saturday, August 20th, 2016. Happy to inform all currency holders that the restored Republic of the United States is now comfortably within the RV bullseye, and its release has been enacted. Yahtzee. Performance now is absolute and imminent at any moment over the weekend. Be awake and stay prepared. God is with us. Aloha, Yahtzee. Yeah.
Oh, I can see my five dice rolling all sixes.
Meg, you're so quick. Exactly. Okay.
Wonderful.
Yep, that is. And we're getting all the same news, guys, from above. Steady as she goes. We've got our job until we get those 800 numbers that signal across the planet to the first wave, to Dinar land, that we go for our redemption appointments worldwide. So we know our job till we get that signal. And that is, hold the light, hold the line. And speaking of that, I see the Arcturians and Sananda. And, oh, yes, the Arcturians this morning. So many of you know, as I was been transmuting and part of my assignment, my path, has been some physical stuff and lessons of my own, of course, and also transmuting for myself and for the planet. And so there was a lot of long, sick days in the last couple of years and even before. So the Arcturians started showing up. That's one reason my healing team leader, Arcturian team leader, which is more than one Arcturian, started showing up in the doodad jacket, we call it, with all the sparkling stuff. It wasn't really such an Arcturian look before that. But they were always trying to come up with ways to make me smile and laugh and heal from their... the thoughtful love, and they started cracking jokes like never before, and, oh, it's been so fun. So today they showed me they're ready for the show when they came this morning. They're ready for the show. They were wearing, like, relaxed kind of pantsuit, sweatsuit kind of cream-colored kind of outfits. It's like, nice look, guys, right on. So they're in, like, a relaxed outfit for the evening and have meticulously prepared a room for us on their beautiful, beautiful mothership where we've all been many times, whether you remember it or not. So with that, I will... Oh, I'm so excited. Sananda's here. As only the energy and the love of Sananda can make any of us feel just calm and just so loved. Thank you, Sananda. And I love to introduce you and to feel you and see you. Take us to the ship, Sananda. It's all yours.
Thank you, Christine. And hello, dear family. Yes, the Arcturian Mothership. Doesn't that have a beautiful ring to it? We're all going to go together to join in a big group. And, of course, the mothership is enormous, so thousands can come. Don't hesitate. There will be room for everyone. So first we're going to go in the pillar that Meg described. In the big pillar that surrounds the earth, we all join in our own light chambers, in our own pillars of light. We'll all join inside the beautiful, gleaming pillar of light that leads directly to the Arcturian Mothership. Now, wherever you are, just lean back, rest easy, and let yourself travel to a higher dimension. As we move up the pillar of light, you'll feel yourself being lifted, and in your mind's eye, you'll see the beautiful gleaming light, all the others around us. We can join hands, form a big circle, because there is no time and space where we're going. We can simply be here together. And as we breathe together, we rise. And rise right up to the entrance of the beautiful mothership. They open the large doors. We all go in as a group, and through a big archway, we can see the Arcturian Healing Arena. It's a beautiful, bright, gleaming place. And they're all waiting for us. And in this beautiful arena, they have a circle of lovely healing beds, sort of like ergonomic couches that fit exactly to your body. So everyone walk into the great arena and go around and find the healing place that you like and lie back and rest. And the Arcturians have, such wonderful technologies, as well as their loving hearts, to work with you. And each one of you have assigned to you a team, three or four, who are experts in whatever you personally need. You can talk with them. You can tell them about what you'd like to have healed. But of course, they're now examining with their special special light technologies, where they can scan your whole body and see exactly what you need. But they like it if you talk to them about it too. So as I walk around and see all of you and greet you, and as you breathe deeply and easily, ready for your beautiful healing, the Arcturians are going to come and talk to you about their special healing techniques and suggestions. So I will be here with you as your teams work on you. And now I'm going to turn over the talking stick to our Arcturian team leader.
Thank you, beloved Sananda. We are Arcturian team leader. We enjoy this name so much. We understand that it's maybe like similar to having a warm nickname on the surface. So we feel even closer to have a special name, not because it's elevating, but because it draws us closer. So we like Arcturian team leader, especially because it's often so said to us with such love. And we're teasing Christine right now because we just knew that immediately when we came to her and Catherine this morning and quietly said we'd be willing to come on the show, and they met us with such excitement and thanks. We thought, really, we knew immediately, oh, Christine will immediately remember that our Sheldon Neidl's show tomorrow is on the Arcturians. She didn't remember. So we're mentioning it now. It's more than synchronicity. It's, of course, planned by us all here, just this way. Come on to the ship and begin the great healing for the planet now. Hold the energies of healing brightly burning across this planet. And Sheldon will kick it up quite a few notches on his show tomorrow with you all and with others that will join in and expand the circle of love and healing. So that will be, this is a lot of fun for us to be participating like this, because of course, from our view, from our side of things here, if you can even say there's a side, from where we see things and what we know, all of this is already a close-knit experience. So it's no surprise to us at all to have these shows follow each other, and we're always arranging things with such harmony, synchronicity, unity. It's very enjoyable to experience things like that. We're getting a thrill now, though, because even more, you're realizing not only is it that way now, but it just is that way. Harmony, synchronicity, unity. Wonderful. We see you've all settled in a wonderful spot that feels like it was made for you. Well, because guess what? Guess how we get ready for our guests? It was made for you. You were drawn to the spot in this room on our ship, and this spot was prepared especially for you. That's why you were drawn to it. Wonderful, isn't it? How loved you are. How appreciated. How much we enjoy being this close together. All right, I'll ask you a question. Where are you physically right now? Many of you are exhausted, quite tired. Honestly, just where are you physically? What's going on? Take a moment to notice yourself and to tell your loving team members gathered around you, already gently and effortlessly offering you such deep healing. Yes, good. Now, wherever you are physically right now, you can be at peace at the same time. You see, your physical condition in this moment is a result of so many things. Your physical condition in this moment is the result of momentum of your choices, your beliefs, your behaviors, your assignments, your mission, your lessons, your cleansings and clearings that are going on at full speed, plus all of the light pouring down on your planet, all of the chaotic dust kicking up from out of underneath where the light is shining. It's a result of so much. So right now, perhaps just decide to let go of any self-recrimination about the condition you may or may not be in. Perhaps let go of expectations of where you might expect yourself to be right now. Because we can assure you, you're in just the right spot. You're doing, we like this one, you're doing swimmingly. You really are. Let go of the shoulds and even the desires, except for that deep cellular heart desire to be well, healthy in the most natural way. The rest, set it down. You don't need those ideas so much anymore. All right, let's talk about your physical health especially, but your health before, during, and after your coming moment of RV exchange, your personal redemption moments. There's going to be so much energy available for you at your redemption appointment when you're exchanging your currency. But here's the thing. This energy is already available to you right now. It's already impacting you right now. Remember, you've had so many incredible insights this week. One of them, time is no longer in a line for you. Even more, that means that the truth of you being in your exchange appointment, or where whatever way it is that you personally will receive the wave of prosperity that will touch every soul on the earth, that moment is already impacting you now. Of course, the energies of that moment are available to you now. What does this mean? Well, it is the opportunity now to reset yourself. The global currency reset is just kind of a focal point for the opportunity to reset. It is for you personally, and it is the call that will lead to the reset of everything on your planet to the condition of love. So we offer now to assist you in welcoming this energy and consciously embracing your personal and therefore the global reset from this very moment. All right, let's get specific. Arcturians enjoy specifics. Here comes little Che. We enjoy when the animals come close to. All of you may now call your animals to join with here on the ship, or come close to you wherever you are, or just include them in your heart, and they will receive full healings as well, as they so generously offer you healing every day. We must pause for Che to give our channel a kiss. All right. Before the actual moment where you go to wherever it is you are going to receive this prosperity, perhaps it's an appointment at a bank or an exchange center, a redemption center. Perhaps you're listening and it's for you that you will be gifted, or you already have been. Perhaps you don't know yet how this financial prosperity is going to land on your doorstep, but I can assure you that it's already arranged. So, in the phase before the appointment, right now, well, first, perhaps consider just making the decision to link with that moment and invite all of the extraordinary energies of freedom, prosperity, peace, such love from Mother and Father God to wash over you now, because those beautiful gifts, those energies are not more available to you then. There is one now moment. So open your heart and with your own intention, request and decide to receive those energies now. We are here to help support you to physically, mentally, spiritually adjust, mentally adjust even more smoothly to expand, to widen, to hold the light of this. Take great advantage of this. Drink it in and know that however it is occurring and will occur from now for you is exactly right and coded inside and out in love. Before the appointment, we encourage you to continue to drink water. It isn't just volumes of water. Take water into your mouth, clean water. Hold sips in your mouth. Feel hydrated the way your bank account is about to be hydrated. Feel that. Drink water. Be in water more. Perhaps an extra bath. Go for a swim. At the farm where our channels are, they have an outdoor shower that's open to the land. Anything that you can get a bit more water inside and out, but do it with your loving awareness. If you can, some extra minerals right about now would serve you well. An easy way to get some extra minerals is squeeze some lemon or some organic fresh lime into your water. That's easy. But any way you can get some more minerals would physically serve you. Everybody needs a bit more rest. Everybody, not just on this ship, but on the surface. But by rest, we don't just mean get in bed. Although, great, that's okay too. It's more about physically resting in the moment you are in. Physically resting in your body in each moment. No matter how stressful things are, it is possible to be rested and resting in your body in the moment. Good. We recommend more connection with our beautiful, beautiful, beloved Earth. More connection with Mother and Father God. The more you connect with both Mother and Father God and the Earth, by far, the more prepared you are to become a vessel of blessing yourself and to enjoy this experience on every level, physical and other. To help your physical condition before, continue being less rigid and more flexible in all things. Don't worry if things don't seem to work out in a direction you had planned on. It doesn't matter. Your teams are around you. You are prepared. You are being guided. Instead, check in with the company of heaven. Check in with your team, your higher self, your twin flame. And when you do, ask, is this bumping me in another direction? All right. And be flexible. This will keep your physical body in a condition that is relaxed, supple, and ready for everything and anything. Remember, what you will be experiencing is new. You don't need to reach for known experiences to compare it to. Being flexible allows you to enjoy the new without being too uncomfortable. When you are uncomfortable, be willing to see it for what it is and give it a chuckle or a flat-out laugh. All right. Everyone's doing so well. We feel already so much heaviness lifted away. The healings you're receiving are in full bloom. Now, during, this is important as well, during your redemption appointment, we have two words that we felt would serve you most. Relax and trust. Above all else, breathe. We will all be with you. Those redemption rooms, as everyone has been joking, are going to be so crowded. After all, we've got to get you, all the exchange people, and the company of heaven in each and every room. We Arcturians will be present with your medical teams and the rest of your family and teams. We will be monitoring and helping you adjust, helping you to hold all the light as your cells explode open in bliss and shock. Amazing. During, continue to be flexible. Sure, you are prepared. Let's say you're not going to be in an exchange appointment. Let's say you know you're being gifted. Let's say you're listening to this call and you don't have an appointment, you don't have currency, and you haven't been gifted yet. Then you have a lot of fun coming too. Yours is just in a bit more surprise. We say a bit more because even the ones that think they know have a lot of surprise rolling their way as this kicks off. We can just say this. For your physical condition during your appointment, don't worry about it. Flow, flow, flow. Relax and trust. Breathe. You will be expanding. It will be wonderful. You are prepared. Just laugh. Be real with whoever's around you. They know. They will admire you. They're not going to care about what your financial condition was before this. They're going to be full of admiration that you had the insight, courage, and fortitude to take place in this. They will be amazed by you. It is all arranged for your benefit, safety, and highest good, and theirs as well. You are going to be a blessing to them and them to you. So during the appointment, relax and trust. Don't worry about the how. You are held in the palm of God. Breathe. After the appointment, you will not remember this advice because you are going to be brand shiny new. You won't even hardly recognize yourself. At the same time, you're going to be the you you are, which is wonderful news, isn't it? Because you are magnificent. After the appointment, to support yourself, your health, especially physically, so many masters have gone other support in other areas. But after the appointment, embrace this. Enjoy. Allow the goodness to be real. After your appointment, your reality will be far more flexible. That will be a lot of fun for you to experience, play with, and create. For your physical and all of your health post-appointment, we encourage you because you are now even more than you are in this moment, in that this moment, you are even more taking on your role as stewards of this ascension, humanity, earth, your healing, yourself, your ascension. So we say, give, heal, love. You are one with your God being. We Arcturians bow to you. It is our great blessing to be with you, to serve you, to be served by your tremendous heart. Now, we will invite back our brother Sananda. Now, he has told us he is going, because you are quite expanded now in this moment, so he would like us to explain what he's going to do. Sananda is going to give each and every one of you, whether you're on the call at this moment or listening later, it is the same moment after all we've told you. He is going to give each and every one of you a healing and a personal blessing from him and Mother and Father God through him. Now, here's the exciting part. You are more expanded than you realize in this moment. So we're going to have a multidimensional mini event to do it. And here's how it's going to work. Don't try to grab onto this for explanations. Allow in your expansiveness, the same way you're going to for the coming days, allow this to be what it is. Here's what's going to happen in this multidimensional moment. Sananda will personally give you, each of you, at the same time, although his full attention will be on you, your blessing and healing. Once we introduce Sananda, he will take the lead, of course, and tell you when it begins and when it ends. Now, if it was happening only in the dimension you are more used to, we would go one after another, but instead, you are going to stay expanded as you already are, and you are going to be both inside and outside of time at the same time. That's what we call it, inside of time and outside of time. It's a good way for you to be able to, well, certainly not quite grasp it yet, but to imagine it. All right, so we're going to hand it over to Sananda. Before we do, thank you for coming with us tonight. We are always here for you. Call upon us. There is no reason too small, no question. We long to be with you, to serve you. Thank you, humanity. Thank you, each of you, for all you are doing. We will be with you in your appointments. We are so excited for you. We Arcturians love you very much. And here is Sananda with your healing and blessing.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, team leader. And all the beautiful Arcturian teams. They're using they're now up to using their blue and silver light to clear away all old energies that they have been released during your healing treatment. And the team is around your couch, your bed, and beaming love and light as they help you to release in this beautiful silver blue light everything that you don't want around you anymore, and feel instead yourself expanding in the light. That's it. In every dimension, you expand. Now, as they described, it used to be in the other times that we did this healing, I would go around the circle and place my hands beside, on each side of each person's head, and give them my healing energy and my blessing. And that is what I'm going to do with you, every single one of you. And you will experience it all at once. Now, breathe deeply, comfortably, as the Arcturians finish their beautiful light treatment. You're lying very relaxed, very at ease. And now, I'm going to send my healing treatment right now to every single one of you. And of course, I have included Christine and Catherine and Meg, who have also received healing treatments from the Arcturians as we were speaking, along with their little animals and yours. So here we go. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. And at that time, you will feel the healing treatment from me and my love and blessings all the way through your being, through every dimension and every body. 1, 2, 3. Now, feel it. Yes. Take that into your heart. Be at peace, beloved ones. Keep our love, our gratitude, our blessings with you. Now, during your redemption meeting and all the way after, I am your Sananda. Namaste, all. Now, we're all going to join together as we leave the ship, and I, Sananda, will continue to take you. I'll accompany you down the great pillar of light so that you feel my energy along with you. Let's all gently, gently rise from your comfortable place. Join with one another. Yes, you'll see old friends there. There are folks who've been here before many times. And all come through the great doors and to the platform that leads us back to our beautiful pillar of light. We can still hold hands. We can stay in a circle, smiling at one another. Feel the electrical energy back and forth between us all. Yes, that is unity, beloved ones. Now, gently, gently, we descend down the great pillar, breathing, remaining relaxed, and then you're going to be back place where you started, in your room. Now keep this feeling of healed relaxation and excitement and love. There. You see? We're still together. Even though you can feel yourself in your dimension, you know we're all here. We all send you our blessings and love. I'm your Sananda. Namaste. And here we go with the beautiful love song that was dedicated to all of you tonight. We all say goodbye together. Everyone on the call, send me a big so long, Sananda.
So long, Sananda.
So long, Sananda.
So long, Sananda. Hang on, we'll have the music in a moment.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment.